Our focus this offseason was to improve our defense, our team speed, overall athleticism, versatility, and depth of our baseball team. Rick Ankiel is the latest addition to fit that mold of player. He's a tremendous competitor, a winner, special athlete. I want to welcome Lori, his wife, and certainly Rick to Kansas City, and just appreciate him being here and introduce Rick to Kansas City.
Well, I just want to thank Dayton for bringing me over and giving me the opportunity to be a Kansas City Royal, and just looking forward for the up-and-coming season and helping you out in any way I can.
Dayton, where do you see him playing?
Center field. That's why we acquired him, and it gives us our opportunity to David will move over to right, and Scott Pesednik will play mostly left, and Rick will be our center fielder.
And then DH,
and he'll play some outfield too, but primarily his at bats will come in that role.
Is there any thought of DeJesus in center and Rick in right with his arm?
No, I mean we feel that right now, just going into spring training, that's probably that's the best way to position our outfield defense, and we feel very good about the outfield defense. Three guys that are capable of playing center field, and we just felt our valuation, Rick's more suited and best skills to put him there in center field at this time.
Rick, how did that collision affect you last year?
That was tough. I tried to come back from it. I feel like, just coming back was a long process, just getting over the stiffness, the soreness, and I think I tried to come back and do some things I probably wasn't capable of doing, but it seems like I never got in a groove after I hit the wall, but that's all behind me now and just looking forward to starting the season.
Is that kind of with the drop in production from
0-9? I mean, it was tough to get over. Like I said, I don't feel like I ever got in the groove afterwards, and just looking forward to the start of the season.
You think you came back too early?
I don't know if I came back too early, but I just think some of the things that I thought, being an athlete, I think sometimes you think you can overcome things when things aren't right, and that's just part of what we do sometimes. And, unfortunately, I just wasn't able to get back to where I wanted to go and just didn't turn out the way I wanted it to be.
Rick, not sure what other options you may or may not have had for 2010, but why is this option appealing to you?
Well, me and my wife and family, we weighed out the options from what we had, and this just seemed like the best fit. The opportunity to play center, which is what I wanted. Not only that, but just the up and coming organization, where I think they're headed and what they're doing and what direction. All the good things I've heard about the front office up and down from Trey to everybody else just seemed like a really good situation for me.
What other options were out there for you?
At first, it seemed like there was tons of interest everywhere. Towards the end, it was Marlins, Washington, Yankees, and here. And just when we weighed things out, it just seemed like this was the best fit.
What made it the best fit?
What do you mean?
Like, why were the Yankees over the Marlins?
Well, I think I just answered that. Just being – I wanted to play center. Some of those other places, it wasn't going to be center. Not only that, but the up-and-coming, the direction we're headed – it seemed like to make sense.
You play some games in this ballpark. How do you feel about playing here in Kansas City?
I'm excited. Fresh new start. It's going to be fun. I think the difference is going to be playing with guys next to me who have speed and are quick. It's going to be fun, a fast outfield, and to see how well we play together.
They can seem like the market for Rick at the beginning was 3 years, $15 million around there. I mean, were you satisfied the way the market went and how you read the market?
Well, I mean, obviously the market's always changing, and the climate affects it, each player differently. At the end of the day, the most important thing is that Rick's a Kansas City Royal, and he makes us better. As I said before, a tremendous athlete, a winner, been on winning teams his whole life, competitor. And somebody that has very special skills. I mean, this guy's a special athlete. When you start dissecting his career and the challenges that he's had and the things that he's overcome and transitioning to a hitter and developing and racing through the minor leagues and having success at the major league level, it's a pretty special athlete to do that. And as I said before, all of our scouting judgments, and every scouting judgment in the game talk about what a great defensive player Rick is, and a power source, somebody that's still developing. He's going to continue to get better, and the bottom line is he's here, and he's making our baseball team better.
Rick, you spent most of your time with the Cardinals as a pitcher, and obviously switching to a hitter. Being 30, do you feel like you've still got a higher ceiling with your bat because you've only been swinging it at a professional level for about 4 or 5 years?
Yes, I do. And that's the exciting part. I feel like for me coming in and, only being 30, it's interesting because I get a chance to come on this team and be one of the older guys at only being 30, which I still consider young. So it's going to be fun and exciting.